Thank you, Mr. O'Day. Representative Webster.
Thank you for being here. I'm not sure that you're necessarily the right person to answer this question, but either you or someone in the audience or listening, it seems to me that in my memory there was some discussion, and I've not heard today, regarding the navigational hazards or lack thereof to Matt Point and Sears Island. And I'm wondering if there is, in fact, some sort of a a standard by which such routes are assessed by the maritime industry in order to determine to compare one to the other in terms of the difficulty or the ease of operation, safety. I would imagine perhaps Lloyd's of London or someone certainly has an interest in, as they insure large vessels, have an interest in that concern. Are you the person to ask that where that resource might be, or is there some? Do you have some thoughts about that?
Thank you very much. I know anecdotally from having dealt with several of the towboat interests up and down the coast that is considered a prime location for a port, and I know that in the context of the eastern United States, it's considered to be an exceptional area for a port. And certainly in the context of all the landlocked states in the country, it's an exceptional port. I mean, it works. And I don't know what the precise standard is, but I know that it's generally well regarded as a potential deep water facility.
So you don't have any objective information or know where we could get that?
I'm sure Commissioner Cole does. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. O'Day.